Hey guys, if you would like to help us out, we are now on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/7lamb, that's the number 7, L-A-M-B, and you can donate as little as a dollar a month, and it all goes to creating more podcasts such as this one. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
So I told the guy, no, it's not an anus, but don't they taste the same?
I was going to spit out spit the water.
Take.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do some dead space for a second. Please don't fiddle with your drink.
Sorry. And now.
And scene.
Yeah, okay. And 5 more minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Across America. I don't know how much before this you've heard. No regrets. Not a single one.
That's true.
I'm your host. With you, as always, Jack Austin. And with me, as always, Robert Lambe.
God, my name just keeps getting better every episode.
Or Robert Lamb.
That's true. How the layman
that is true.
Pronounces it, yeah.
All his friends call him Robert Lambe. So if you see him on the street.
But the common folk.
Yeah.
Robert
Simpletons,
Lamb.
As he calls us.
Yeah.
Simpletons call
Not
him Robert
Lamb. Not to be
Robert
rude,
Lamb.
It's just, you know, come on. Put some flair on it.
Put some flair on it.
Just a little bit.
Put some rainbow gathering.
Ooh. Are you trying to say something?
I'm segueing, buddy.
Okay. That's
I'm
a good
segueing.
Segue. That's a good segue.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but it'll do. So we left off. I was with my friend who just joined us.
Right.
Tony and now Claude.
Right. And your dad has been on an angry rampage across the country coming to find you
mm-hmm.
ever since you left.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a...
He's hired some bounty hunters.
Kind of like a gumball race meets Mad Max kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. He actually has a spiky car.
Cool.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
It's a spiky
Geo
Metro.
All of the dad stuff was a lie that Jack just made up. So, anyways, we're at...
they don't know that, Rob.
Okay, but you're going to throw them off. You know, my friend, when he was listening to this, he was like, I listened to the next episode, and all of a sudden you're talking about you're in Missouri and all this kind of stuff. He's like, I got lost for a couple seconds.
Sorry,
I thought I missed an episode.
Sorry, friend. I did not mean to really actually mislead you.
And honestly,
all in good fun.
My friend works with me, and he's been trying to get hashtag dildo going.
Hashtag,
and it's just
hashtag dildo Tana
hasn't been sticking.
It will.
Oh, it will. Well, we'll see.
Friend, if you're listening to this, what happened to the Twitter force?
I don't know if he's on Twitter. He'll let me know.
All right.
I'm going to turn me up.
Don't turn yourself. Okay. All right.
Maybe. I turned myself
All
up
right.
a little bit. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not cracking.
You're
Whatever.
Great.
All right. Anyways. Yeah. So. We got in the car with these random guys who talked about the rainbow gathering.
Yeah.
They thought we were rainbow gatherers, I'm
right.
assuming.
Because of,
the
local hate you'd been receiving.
Local hate and because we were backpacking.
Yeah.
And that's just what they do. So, no, we weren't going to the rainbow gathering, but we decided to join them and go to this guy's commune. I wish I remembered his name. I can't remember his name.
Chet Withersley.
Okay, that's what we'll go with. So, Chet.
What's so funny?
I don't know. It's just we had Gaston and somebody else
Gaston.
Last time. So,
my aunt.
All these
what was my aunt's name?
No, that was a real name, though. Barbara.
Aunt Barbara.
Yeah. That was a real one. That one I remember.
Folks, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to butcher Robert's story at all.
He's trying to derail it as much as possible.
If we don't have, if we don't have a name, we need something, right?
All right, Chet. It's not, it works,
right.
I guess. And I think somebody who owns a commune probably is named Chet.
Chet Withersley.
Yeah.
He's got more canned food than you could shake a stick at.
Which was all free. He was like, hey, you guys can have some of my food. We went to his place, and he actually owned like... a large amount of property.
Right.
And it was kind of like he had the house on the side, but then there was like this huge shed. And then in the back, there's just like a lot of junk, like a lot of like pieces of wood and stuff. But
yeah.
then there's like fences, and he had sheep and goats and chickens. And there may have been a pig. I don't remember. I remember the sheep because I was like, oh, this is cool. Like there's just like 4 sheep, and we
yeah.
just went over and pet them. And
were they also livestock?
No, they were dead stock.
I don't know why you choose that.
I don't know. Why
were they
are you
eating
asking?
The animals?
No, they weren't.
That was my question. So they had some live-in fertilizer?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he was. He didn't say anything about it. And he had plenty of canned food that you just mentioned.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, did you guys have hamburgers?
No. It was all stuff. But he had a lot of food in his house. And he actually had other people living with him. And I think one of them was like the guy used to be homeless or whatever.
Yeah.
So Chet offered his place, and the guy's just been living there. And he says basically he lets them stay there. They just help him out, like, you know, cleaning,
chores,
and
things
doing whatever.
Like that.
Yeah, and doing
that's
laundry
your typical
and stuff.
Commune. People stay there as long as they contribute,
right? Which is kind of cool. But he said that he actually had some problems with the law.
Ooh,
because like the cops, there's something about like the
they
whole
don't like that
having the commune
because
kind
then
of situation.
You're technically you can be off the grid.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you don't have an address. You're living off the land. They don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't know. They want to know where you are, what you're doing, who you're living with, which honestly I think is none of their business.
Right.
But, and listen, I mean, I'm all for, you know, law enforcement and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, if somebody wants to go and live off the land, okay,
let them.
Whatever.
Yeah. As long as they're not causing any problems,
right.
They're not like starting fires
not off
or
there,
like, killing people.
Right, they're not off on some private property building a meth lab that's going to blow up the side of a mountain when things go wrong.
Yeah.
If they're out there because they just want to be one with nature and, you know, by God, let them do it.
And that's why, like, he talked about, like, how he had to, I don't know, there's, like, a lot of situations where the cops would show up and he'd have to, like, abide by like certain rules and regulations.
I thought you were about to say Chet had to hide people.
No, he had, when we showed up, he actually made us go under the floorboards and, you know, just sit down there for a couple
Which one of you
hours.
was, and you said Tony was writing a diary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in there. And then every once in a while we'd hear these footsteps just boom, boom, and then we'd have to be really quiet.
Right.
And then they would speak German, and this is an Anne Frank reference. So,
shout out to Anne Frank, yeah. Huh?
Still listening? All right.
Too far.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways, yeah, so basically the guy, like, we went in there, and like the first, when you walk into his place, he actually has like this hallway, and it's just like pieces of like wood, like nice wood that has like names, like either painted or carved into it.
Yeah.
And they're all along, like all the people who stayed with him. Because I guess like they do the rainbow gathering and other stuff like that there a lot. So he has a lot of those people come through. A lot of people just stay with him. Couch surfing, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So,
walking across the country.
So, like, you know, we filled out our little plank of wood, put it on there, and then.
You wrote on it or you carved it?
No. I think we just used marker.
Chet.
Not even paint.
Chet, come on, man.
I didn't have time.
Add some style to the place. You're not Chet.
I know I'm not Chet, but I didn't want to carve my name
into
it.
Yeah, but he's listening.
Yeah, but he's not, one, he doesn't know he's Chet, and two, he's not carving the names. He would make us carve them.
Yeah. What, are you lazy?
Yeah, I just finished walking 30 miles. I'm done. I don't need to carve at the very end.
You're there at the commune. You guys put up your planks of wood.
Yeah. So basically, he says, you know, you can have any food that you want or whatever, like, except there's like one cupboard. He's like, this is mine. Everything else, it's all good. And in the cupboard was a head. No. And
it was a human severed head. And
from the last guy who tried to steal from the cupboard.
And some s'mores Pop-Tarts. Yeah. These are my Pop-Tarts, man. Don't touch my...
Well, the guy who got his head cut off was the guy who last tried to take the Pop-Tarts.
Right. Yeah. He's the one who crinkled that wrapping on the s'mores Pop-Tart.
Dude. Can't do that.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry, Trent.
Listen, I didn't go in his cupboard. I didn't even really eat any of his food. We had our own food, but, you know, he had a lot of stuff that was available. And then, like, I think we all had, like, dinner together. There's, like, I think, like, four other people who were there at that time. One of them was the guy who was going to the rainbow gathering that Chet picked up from the airport. And I just remember Claude, because this was his first day on the walk, and we're at a commune just hanging out. And he's like, this walk is awesome. I'm like, dude, it's not all like this.
It's not like this.
It's not
dude.
All rainbow gatherings.
Strap in, Claude.
So I was like, and like Tony would say the same thing. He's like, dude, I hope you're ready. Like when we do start walking, it's going to be boring. It's going to be tedious. It's going to be long. So three words that I use to describe my penis.
Tedious, hard, and long.
Well, I think I said boring, but
boring.
Either way.
Boring, tedious.
Whatever. Yeah, tedious too.
Moist.
Now you're just being rude. Anyways, so yeah, we stayed at the commune. We stayed for 2 days, which was weird because we figured, you know, Claude needs a rest day. He flew in.
Claude.
He hasn't started walking
for half a day. Claude walked from the airplane to baggage claim. That's the amount of walking
that
Claude
done that?
Has done.
You've never been to the Missoula airport, Jack.
Excuse me. I actually just came from a week-long trip in Kentucky. I promise you folks this will take 2 seconds. We flew into North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Our connecting flight was at 12:35. We landed at 12:30. I was in gate E, and apparently gate C goes around the moon and back to North Carolina. I know my mic popped there, but that's because I was very passionate about the fact that I had to get off that plane and run. And who was running next to me?
Who?
A very nice Japanese man named Steve.
Is that his real name? Or
not
you
a joke. That's his name.
You were
I don't
want to
say his last
there?
Name. Cause, yeah. We were both sitting on the plane, and I was freaking out because
right.
they took forever on the airplane. No, I'm taking longer than I said it would. But anyway, so Steve comes up. He goes, "You're going to Tampa?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm going to Tampa. Cool. How about you?" He goes, "Gate C-13. And I was
like, crap.
Shoot, man. He goes, "We will be okay." And I believed him.
But then you both started running.
We got off, and that Japanese dude... I dipped on him. Gone.
Really?
I was running. I was hauling butt. So what I think happened is he threw a smoke bomb down, disappeared up into the ceiling, and did the ninja run with the arms back and the feet chopping.
Right.
Because I got there, and I was exhausted.
Okay.
And he was there.
He's already there.
He was there seconds later and was cool as the breeze. He's like, "We made it." And I was like, "You're not even out of breath, Steve."
I could say two things. One, you don't run that fast?
Oh, I'm quick as lightning. After this podcast,
I'm not saying I know this for sure. I'm just saying that this could be a reason. Or two, he knows a shortcut.
Hashtag dildo Tana. We're going out into the street, and Robert and I are having a foot race.
Wait till my leg feels a little bit better.
Okay. So anyway, back to Claude, who's having the time of his life.
Yeah, no, he actually was. Like, he was really, like, digging it. And I get it, because he's like, you know, I mean... Here we are, we're like meeting these new people. It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
But like I said, when we start walking, I was kind of worried because Claude, it wasn't a very athletic person. So anyways.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. So anyways, we the second day that we stayed there, this is actually pretty funny. We the guy was like, "Hey, do you want me to show you around town?" And we're like, "Sure." He's like, "Well, why don't we all go for a bike ride?" We're like, "Do you have enough bikes?" He's like, "Yeah."
He had like, dude, it's a commune. I got like 30
six,
bikes.
Yeah, he had like six bikes or seven bikes, more than that. And so me, him, Tony, Claude, and then like two of his friends, like we all met up at a bar. They had like a free drink, like free drinks. You could get like three free drinks or something like that. Like smaller, not like full glasses.
Claude, if you're listening. But, or not Claude, Chet.
Yeah.
Chet, if you're listening, tell us the bike sitch and tell us the free beer sitch.
Yeah, let us know. No, it was like a local bar, I guess. Like certain days they had like free like beer tastings, but it was a decent amount. So we like went there, we drank a bunch, and then we like went around the whole town, and he was showing us Missoula. We went around like the school, the college campus and stuff like that. And it was cool. But then I remember like Claude was always lagging behind. Like he was always kind of like slower. And I look back and he's like kind of like breathing heavily, and this was on bikes.
Yeah.
So like I was staying with him, and I remember Tony, after we got back from the bike ride, Tony goes like, "Dude, like I was talking to Chet, and Chet said, hey man, your new friend who joined you on the walk, like I don't
he's
think he's
gonna
make it.
Yeah. Like, Chet knew.
He just knew. And Tony's like, "Yeah, I don't think so." And I'm like, "Well, hopefully, because once we start, it's not gonna be an easy spot to go anywhere. Like you have to get to the next town at least." And so Tony's like, "I don't know, man. Like if he's already tired," I'm like, "Nah, I know. Like it's not good if he's tired riding bikes.
It's not a good thing."
I think he didn't train, but
No, he didn't train. Claude. You can tweet at us, Claude. We know you didn't train.
I don't think he trained. But anyways,
if you're listening, Claude, I just feel bad for you, buddy.
No, yeah. It's not easy, man. It seems easy just walking all day, but it's not easy.
No.
Especially with all the stuff. Like he bought all the stuff, like, you know.
And carrying it on his shoulders.
You know what else he bought? I don't know if he wants me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Is he listening? Claude, are you listening?
He might listen to
this. There you go.
Anyways, Claude, when we got there, we went to like the store. He wanted to buy, there's two things he really wanted to buy that he forgot to buy.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I really want a hatchet and I really want porn.
Oh.
And I go, okay, one, you don't need a hatchet. Like, if you want, just buy a knife. He's like, no, I got a knife. Like, I want a hatchet to cut down, like, in case we got to make a fire and stuff. I'm like, dude, we've been walking for nearly 2 months now.
No fires.
You're not going to need a fire. Like, it's one, it's hot out, and it's just, yeah, you don't need it. So he's like, well, I still want a hatchet. He's like, for protection.
If I can't get the hatchet, I definitely need some porn.
Yeah. So he goes, well, I need some kind of porn because if I don't have signal, what am I going to do? And I'm like, you're just not going to masturbate.
What?
Claude was a weird guy, but he's a friend. So, like, I love the guy.
You're all good, Claude.
Yeah. So I will say, though, that we went to an REI or whatever, and he bought a hatchet. And then we went to a gas station.
The same store? Okay, thank
God. And he got a dirty magazine. I don't even remember what kind it was.
Dude, that's just, to me, honestly, that didn't even pop into my mind, honestly.
I will say, though,
if I'm a single dude walking across the country, I'm making better bets on meeting somebody in a town.
Right.
And having luck there than you know, getting crazy in the tent.
I just think it's funny because, like, he brought his own tent, too, which was nice. So, you know, just in case. But he had his own tent. He had all of his own stuff. And I just told him, like, the thing with the hatchet, like, that, I mean, that's just, you're carrying extra weight.
Yeah.
And he was carrying his backpack. I told him to get something with wheels. I'm like, get something with wheels. No. He's like, Tony doesn't have wheels, right? I was like, no. He's like, I'll be fine. I'm like, dude, get something with wheels. And both him and Tony would make fun of me, like, every day. Look at with the wheels.
Look,
come on, just
guy.
Carry this with the, like, be a man about it. Be a man.
Be a
like,
man.
Like, they, like, Tony and Claude were doing that the whole, like, next day that we started walking. And by the end of the day, when we started walking, like, when we left the commune, Claude was done. Like, he was, like, I remember, because I had the wheels.
So, wait a minute. So this is day one of walking.
So, this is, right when we left the commune. The guy dropped us back off at the airport because, you know, we don't want to cheat.
Natch.
So we start heading from there. Claude does okay for like 5 miles. Then it starts to, like, you can kind of see it on him. And me and Tony, because we're kind of used to it, we start seeing, like, oh, he needs to take a break, like, almost every mile. So we started, like, taking a break, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. And I remember one time, like, somebody's house. They had, like, a pond or something like that, and Claude just drops his backpack, runs over to it, and sticks his head in it.
Like, that's piss, man.
He just, like, I don't know if it was like a pond or like a little fountain that was like green or whatever, but it was like he just ran over and said, he's like, oh, I feel so good. I'm like, dude, like, you having a rough time? He's like, yeah, this is a lot harder than I thought. I'm like, dude, you're carrying a lot on your back.
Yeah,
you're not used to that. I'm sure you didn't practice that much.
You didn't get the wheels, Claude. You didn't get the wheels.
And I even switched with him a couple times. Like, I started carrying his backpack and gave him the wheels just because I figured, like, if we kept walking, at least maybe if he switched back and forth, it wouldn't be too big of a deal.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it was just the walking in general got to him, not necessarily the weight. So it was just, like, he was just getting tired. And then by the end of it, we got to, like, this one gas station. He, like, ran inside, got, like, chugged two Gatorades. He's like, dude, this is a lot harder than I thought. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, we just, you know, we'll take it slow a little bit. That's what me, Tony, and Cody did when we started.
Yeah.
We were only doing, like, 15 miles a day. So I'm like, we can do that for you until you catch up. He's like, yeah, all right. But then that night we set up tents, like, our tents next to each other. Claude looked at his porn. Me and Tony just kind of,
how do you know?
Oh, he was telling us all the pictures.
Oh my God.
He was describing them.
Hey guys, you're never going to believe this one.
Claude's a goofy guy. So he was like,
the cable's out and the guy shows up. He doesn't bring his tools.
Hey, well, he was wearing a tool belt, but only a tool belt.
All he brought was his tool belt and an erection.
Yeah.
He's solving the cable problem.
Do you need anything else?
I'd be like, dude, shut up.
No, he was like describing the girls and stuff like that. And then me and Tony were just like laughing the whole time. But then the next day, I think it hit him. We were like,
you woke up, his tent was gone.
Yeah, he was like, I think I'm going to quit. And we're like, dude, you walked for one day. He's like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, dude, like, doesn't.
What
like,
did you think?
I'm like, why didn't you practice? Like, you flew all the way out here, spent the money, bought all of this equipment. You're never going to use this camping equipment again. Like, you bought all of this. He's like, well, maybe I can return some of it. Like, he even bought boots. I told him to buy sneakers. People, like, when I went to the Army-Navy store and I was looking for shoes to buy before I left, the guy did say boots, and he's like, they're good for, like, hiking. I'm like, well, I'm going to be on the road most of the time.
Right.
And he's like, well, I guess you could use sneakers. He's like, I just figure, like, boots, like, if you're going on rough terrain. And I was like, no, nah, I'm not going to be. I think I'll be okay. Like, I'll mostly be on a road or gravel or something. So I got sneakers, and I think that was a great decision. Like, my feet never hurt besides the one time I had to carry my backpack for, like, 2 weeks.
And more often than not, those boots ride up. They're not low cut.
And they're not so easy on the feet.
Yeah,
like,
they're
not,
covering up the ankle and all that. So unless you get, like, those military boots that our soldiers wear when they're marching all the time or they're out, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to stick with sneakers. And I wanted, like, sneakers that were just good, like, walking, running type.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Claude was like, well, maybe I can return it all and see what happens. And he was, like, really upset with himself. Like, I could tell he was really depressed. And Tony was like, come on. Like, Tony knew I was more friends with Claude. So he's like, go, you know, talk him out of it kind of thing. Like, see what he'll say. So I tried. I was like, you sure? Like, what if I let you, you know, you can wheel my backpack. I'll carry your stuff for a day. Like, all this kind of stuff. He's like, no. He's like, I don't think I can do this.
I'm going to take my porn and go.
Yeah. He's like, I think I'm done. So that day, like, Tony stayed at the tent, and I actually, like, helped Claude pack up his tent, and we walked back to this gas station that we walked past and sat outside there. Claude called a taxi. Taxi came, picked him up, and drove him back to Missoula Airport. It was like just like Cody. It was just like Cody because Cody, you know, Cody made it like a week, but he literally like flew out of the same airport that we flew into. So it was just like, damn.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. It's just one of those things like I didn't. You don't think it's like that thing. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. Yeah. It just didn't register with me. Like, wow, one day, and like, it got to him.
Well, you guys did the legwork. Sorry, no pun intended. But you guys practiced and you were ready for this and you knew it was not going to be easy.
Plus, I think you have to, one, you have to have the mindset that it's not going to be easy, that things are going to get tough. And you have to also, like, in general, like, we didn't practice a whole bunch before we left, but I've always been an active person. I was playing flag football. I was, you know, I would walk places. I did walk to Tampa a few times beforehand. Like, stuff like that. Like, walking, I knew was never going to be, like, an issue. It was more, like, carrying my backpack. I was worried about my shoulders, not my legs. Mm-hmm. But I think Claude, like, just walking that much when he's not using. And he's a really skinny guy, but he's not an outdoorsy, athletic, play sports kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it got to him. He ended up leaving. It was, like, really depressing. I just, like, sat at the gas station. I took pictures of him as the taxi took off. And I just kind of sat there for a while. I'm like, all right, it's back to me and Tony. And I remember posting on Facebook because people were following us.
Yeah.
I was like, another one down. Like, another one bites the dust. And they're like, Jesus. Started off as three, then went to two, then went to three, then went back to two. They're like, what's going to be next?
Yeah.
You'll find out.
On the next episode of Across America, brought to you by
Colgate,
Seven Lamb Productions, and Colgate, which has no affiliation with us. Please don't sue us. We love you.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.